Now, for this particular moment, we would like to proclaim through your word that you deserve power, mercy, and grace in our life. Come and take place in our heart, lead us from now until you come to take your church for your glory. Bless us during this moment. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray this. Amen. Let us clap to our King of Kings for who he is and for the blessing that he has shared with us. Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this is a moment that the Lord is blessing us again through his word. And this moment we are going to share a word of God in Luke chapter 10, 25 through 35. Luke chapter 10 from 25 through 37. Let's read the word of God, Luke chapter 10, 25. And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a priest was going down the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. When he set him on his own animal and brought him to a inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back.' Which of these 3 do you think provided to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise." That is the word of God. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this morning we are going to share a short word with this topic: my responsibility towards my neighbor. My responsibilities towards my neighbor. Yes, you and me have a responsibility towards our neighbors. But we should ask ourselves, who is my neighbor? That's the question. Who is my neighbor? My neighbor is every person I meet with in my life. In the road, at the church, at the job place, in my avenue, at the hospital. He is someone that God brought near me for a purpose. That is why it's very important to ask God, "Why have you allowed me to meet such person?" Perhaps God is going to teach you something through him. Perhaps he wants you to help him. Perhaps God wants you to respond to your question through him. My neighbor is also someone created on the image of God. No matter how he has been created, he is an image of God. This means that he's your neighbor. My neighbor is also someone who fell into the hands of robbers. No matter the kinds of robbers, it might be his business who failed, it might be even the COVID-19 who come and trouble someone. So the people who fell into the hands of the robbers is called my neighbor. My neighbor is also someone in need, as we have written in our text. My neighbor is also someone in half of debt, as we read in our text. So let me tell you that a big number of people are half dead. They are suffering terribly. They are spending nights without eating. They are pretending alive. They are half dead. These are our neighbors. They are at any place. They are sick people for many years and they lost hope. These are our neighbors. So we have a responsibility towards these neighbors. Now, the second question, what is our responsibility towards our neighbors? What is my responsibility towards my neighbor who is sick? What is my responsibility towards my brother who have financial issues? What is my responsibility towards my brother who is sick? The Bible says, number one, my first responsibility towards this neighbor is to love him. The second slide, please, media team. My responsibility is to love this neighbor who is in need. The second responsibility is to learn from my neighbor. Because as I told before, that God allowed me to meet someone for a purpose. So my responsibility towards my neighbor is to learn from him what God wants to teach me through my neighbor. The third responsibility is just to pray for him, to spend our time praying for our neighbors who are sick, praying for our neighbor who are in employment, pray for our neighbors who are in prison. Also, our responsibility is to protect them. Our responsibility is to help them. Our responsibility is to support them. And that is what Jesus is underlining in this text, that our big responsibility should be to support our neighbors. He is noticing through the parables that we are ready to support our neighbor, but not many people are ready to support neighbors. Only a third, because in the text we saw three peoples, a Levite, a priest, and a Samaritan. You know, two people, the priests and Levites, met this neighbor who was in need and they passed away. Only one person, a Samaritan, took care of his neighbor. Because to support the neighbor is a sacrifice. Why it is a sacrifice? Because it requires compassion. It requires mercy. It requires neighbors. It requires the guidance from the Holy Spirit. The neighbor, only one protected or supported his neighbor, it was the Samaritan. To support neighbors is very important. To support neighbor, it's what God calls a pure and faultless religion that God our Father accepted. Can we read in James chapter 1, 27? To support our neighbor is a pure and faultless religion that God our Father accepts. James chapter 1, 27. James chapter 1, 27. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to have to keep himself unspotted from the world. So if you support your neighbor, God is calling that a pure and faultless religion. Giving support to our neighbor, God calls it doing something for God. Matthew chapter 25, 40. Matthew chapter 25, 40. Matthew chapter 25, 40. Can we read the text, media? Yes. And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, in a much as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. So whenever you are supporting our neighbors, we are doing something for our God, Master of the Universe. Supporting neighbors is lending to the Lord. That's in Proverbs chapter 19, 17. Supporting our neighbor is loving God. That is in First John chapter 4, 20. So whenever you support your neighbor, you are expressing your love to God. Also, supporting our neighbor is the second from the great commandments. We can read it in Matthew chapter 22 from 35 to 39. So it's very important, brothers and sisters, to support our neighbor, to help our neighbor, to protect our neighbor, because we are doing the job that God is asking us to make. So what are kinds of supports that our neighbors are expecting from us? Slide number 4. What are the kinds of support? According to our text, the neighbor was expecting a psychological support from the people who were passing by the way. And that's why the Samaritan comes. He approached his neighbor for consolation. He approached his neighbor by talking to him. Even though he was half of dead, he started talking with him. That's a big support. To support psychologically someone is very important in our life. So his presence is precious. Your presence and my presence are so precious for our neighbor during their trouble period. Our neighbors are expecting another support from us is the care. That's in the text. I can see the Samaritan to bandage wounds of the neighbor and pouring an oil and wine to this neighbor. So also our neighbors are expecting financial support from us. I can see in our text, the Samaritan paid for some feces. It's written in verse, Luke chapter 10. Yes. Okay. He went to him and bound up his wound, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an innkeeper and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back. So our neighbors are waiting also financial support from us. Finally, what are now the obstacles to fulfill our responsibility towards our neighbors? What are the main obstacles? The first obstacle is the law. When I was reading the text, I saw the pastor passing away. That means the priest. I saw also the Levites passing away without supporting this neighbor who was in difficult issues. Because also the law, it was forbidden to a priest to see a dead people, and that helped them to pass away. Our tradition, our religions, our laws can be an hindrance to us to help our neighbor, to support our neighbor. But this morning, the Lord is just asking us to break barriers from our law, from our religion, from our tradition, just only to help our neighbors who are in difficulty. He may be a Muslim, he may be a non-Christian, but yet he is created at the image of God, so he needs our support because he is a God's image. The hindrance number 2 is our traps. You know, Samaritan and Jews was in conflict. We can read it in John chapter 4, verse 9. The Samaritan was in a conflict with Jews. But even though this man who was traveling, he was a Samaritan. When he saw the Jew in difficulties, he decided to help him even though there was conflict between Samaritan and Jews. He considered this man as very important than the conflict that Jews and Samaritan had. So we should break the barriers of trap so that we can help our neighbors who are in need of our support. Number three, it's our full calendars. I can see the Samaritan traveling. I don't know whether he was traveling to which place, but he decided to stop his journey just only to support the neighbor who was in difficulties. So our brothers and sisters, we should visit our calendars. May our calendars, our program, should not be the hindrance to support or to give care to our brothers who are in need of what we are going to give them. So, never prioritize your calendar, but support and help your neighbor. And finally, we are pretending to be poor. We need to just give what we have because our neighbor needs what we have for his only need. So, brothers and sisters, may God help us to fulfill our responsibility towards our neighbor. They need it from us. And may God bless his word. Amen. So, let's pray. Father, our Lord and King, we have neighbors that need from us protection, help, and support. Take place in our hearts and give us this heart of love, mercy, so that we can give what we have to our neighbors for your glory. Take control in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray this. Amen. God bless you.